reading from the book of Deuteronomy.
The Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all your undertakings, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your soil. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you, just as he delighted in prospering your ancestors. When you obey the Lord your God by observing his commandments and decrees that are written in this book of law, because you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Surely this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will go up to heaven for us, and to get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?" Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, "Who will cross to the other side of the sea for us, and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?" No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. A lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him. And when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him. And when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. The Good Samaritan. One of the most well-known and well-loved stories that Jesus taught. A story that speaks to all generations, all cultures, all beliefs. A story to inspire our discipleship. When my mum was dying 8 years ago, we chatted about her funeral service. And thinking of her discipleship lived through the Salvation Army, we settled on the Good Samaritan for her service reading. It was because Jesus tells us to be like the Good Samaritan. It inspired her faith. It should inspire ours too. The setting for this story is that Jesus is really making it clear to the expert that love of God manifests itself in love of neighbour. And our neighbour is any person of any nation or background who is in need. And if you think back to that Old Testament lesson from Deuteronomy, it's saying it's not up there, it's right here in front of you, in your neighbour. Jesus chose in all his stories to make things real to his hearers. The road from Jerusalem to Jericho was notoriously dangerous. A road that dropped some 1,500 metres from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea over a distance of over 30 kilometres. A narrow, rocky road with defiles and sudden turnings, which made it a hazardous journey. And bandits were always lurking there. Nowadays, it's a good road. But if you stop in a lay-by on a coach and take a short walk away from the lay-by, from the noise of the road, you soon get a sense of the danger there and the isolation. A hot, uninhabited landscape means that anyone who suffered a brutal attack there stood little chance of survival. Unless, of course, they received help. And one of the problems with stories like this is that we think we know it so well that we can be tempted to immediately, we've heard it before, focus on the priest or the Levite, or maybe with the Samaritan in the story. Perhaps we're lying half dead in the road and trying to imagine how we would feel. There may have been a time in our life when we've desperately needed help, a time when, for whatever reason, we've ignored a cry for help, a time when we've found ourselves helping an individual. Many of the challenges we are aware of are impossible for us to help directly, but we can play a part. But the story of the Good Samaritan is a bit different. It's not about mass human need, but the plight of one individual, and three people had a chance to help. The first two declined, perhaps for religious reasons. But the beauty of the story is the surprise that the person least expected to help saves the traveller's life. We can only assume the beaten man was a Jew, and Jesus did not say, he didn't tell us who that person was, but we can assume they were a Jew. Samaria, a region much maligned by Jews, but it was the man of Samaria who showed compassion in this situation to his fellow human being, treating him as best as he could, loading him on his donkey and taking him to a place of safety. And he cared for him overnight, and then he paid the innkeeper. Now, as I said, we can focus so easily on the Good Samaritan. That's the direction, the focus of Jesus' story. He said, go and do likewise, be like him. But when I reread this passage slowly, something leapt out to me that I'd previously overlooked. My observation was that surely the innkeeper played a hugely significant role in this man's healing. Is this the hidden message in this parable? A deeper meaning which Jesus does not tell but leads us to discover and understand. Consequently, this week, I found myself more drawn to think about the innkeeper than the Samaritan. Perhaps the Samaritan was known to the innkeeper. We don't know. But taking this at face value, the innkeeper must have been somewhat surprised when this critically ill man was brought to him. The Samaritan sets the tone, taking care of the stranger for the first night. Perhaps his compassion touched the innkeeper. But the Samaritan, like many people, was busy, had business to do, and had to go. And so he gave the innkeeper 2 denarii, with the instruction to do whatever was necessary to care for this traveller, and he would settle any debts on his return. So the innkeeper kindly took over that responsibility to care for this person. The innkeeper trusted the Samaritan. He was actually going to come back and pay him. And so the innkeeper is a crucial part of this saving act, isn't it? It's not just the Samaritan. Though Jesus instructed the lawyer to be like the Samaritan, is the hidden punchline in this parable that Jesus himself is the Good Samaritan? As a man, Jesus came near to all people considered clean or unworthy. He took pity and compassion on all whom he could. He healed the sick, raised people from the dead, and finally, to claim us as his own, he paid the ultimate sacrifice through our waywardness. And so his life and ministry inspires us to continue his work. If Jesus is the Good Samaritan, then are we not the innkeepers left in charge of humanity and its needs? Are we not Jesus' hands and feet? Are we not bringing hope out of seemingly hopeless situations? But like the Good Samaritan, Jesus hasn't left us forever. He's going to come back at some point, and things will be made right in the end, and debts will be settled or honoured. If we've served Christ to the best of our ability, will he not too come back and pay in full? So this parable then teaches us to look at two characters working in partnership. We're called to embrace the love and presence of Christ, evidenced in the Samaritan. And we fulfill our destiny as innkeepers until Christ's eventual return. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and the world and thank God for his goodness. Holy and ever-loving God, you bind up our wounds, heal our sickness, and restore us to wholeness. Make us sensitive to all who are in need or trouble, that we may care for the suffering and be generous in our dealings. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, one God, for ever. Amen.
Amen.
We give you thanks for all who have given us help when we were down, for all who have supported us and protected us. We pray that your church may seek out and recover the fallen, that we may never avoid our responsibility and pass it by on the other side. We pray today for the work of the Salvation Army, for all city missions, and for the work of the Samaritans. And we thank you for their dedication. We pray for our church here at St. Cross, for our ministry team, for our PCC, and all those who help. We ask for your wisdom to guide us on the way forward. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have fallen among thieves, all who are robbed of their possessions or well-being, for people robbed of their livelihood or their health. We remember all who are treated like slave labor, all who are counted as disposable units. And we pray especially for all who have been made redundant or hours reduced at work, or for those that are homeless. And we pray for our government here in the UK in a week that has seen events. We pray, Lord, for a sense of calm, for integrity, for honesty, and for your guiding hand on how the country should move forward. We pray for our world, thinking of those places at war, remembering Syria, Ukraine. We think of those places where there's been disasters, the earthquake in Afghanistan, the floods in Bangladesh, those countries that have been shocked by recent events, remembering the people of Japan. Lord, we ask that you would pour peace and love into men's hearts, that as a world we may treat each other as the Samaritan treated that injured man. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for all who look after our well-being, who protect us and seek to supply our needs. Bless our homes with your love. May they be places of gentleness and grace, where all are accepted and cared for. And we remember those homes where there is violence and cruelty, and where people live in fear and anxiety, and we ask that you would draw close to them today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for the work of the emergency services and ask your blessing upon the fire service, ambulance workers, police and social workers. And we pray for all who are carers, remembering especially our doctors and nurses, both in the community and in the hospitals. Give them patience. May their devotion continue, and may they bring relief. We remember all who are sick at this time. And in a moment's silence, we bring before God those known to us. Draw near to those we've named, Lord Jesus, and bring them your healing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that when we are close to death, we know that you come to us, O Lord. We give thanks for all that you have rescued from the valley of the shadow of death. We remember those in our communities and our loved ones who are in the fullness of eternal life. And we bring before you today Alan Congleton. Receive him into your presence, Lord. Surround his family with your love and bring them your comfort. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, be with each one of us this week as we go out. May we see the need and bring the relief. Guide our footsteps and show us how to make this world a better place. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge of the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.